Jake the Talent.
Hey, what's up?
Welcome to the top five, number fifth.
Number fifth?
Can you say number fifth?
You are number, no, you can't.
I'm saying it
right now.
You
want to say top fifth, number five.
Top fifth, number five, no, comic podcast on the internet.
I just mean
that's breaking news over the wire. Yeah. Comics Bulletin.
Live from the offices of Comixology itself.
We are live.
From the heart of Comixology.
We're broadcasting from New York City.
Yeah, I hope you all knew that.
Bright lights, you know?
Million stories.
We talk about some new digital releases that we're reading, some golden oldies, you know, maybe some older books that are new to the app. And then we read your tweets live to close out the show. This week's question I posted literally seconds ago because I forgot.
So we'll see what comes
what
in.
What books are really popping in CMX HD this week? Do you know what CMX HD is?
No. Please tell me what CMX HD is.
Good thing you're sitting because I'm about to blow your mind.
Oh, God.
You know the new iPad came out?
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
I heard
you don't even
that.
Have one right now. You're one of those old head iPad 2s.
Get out of my life now.
It's got a Retina display. So, you know, we at Comixology, you know, man, we can really take advantage of this. Let's make comic books look even better. So we got the CMX HD format that's going to blow your mind when you see it. I don't even want to talk about it because you need to see it on a new iPad to believe it. Pictures don't do it justice.
It's true.
Retina. Display.
It's Retina is going to wreck you.
I want that on a business card. What did you read this week?
What did I read this week? Well, one of the big titles I read this week, because I was a little disappointed and I wanted to see where it went from the last issue, Batman number 7.
God, you just picked one of my books.
Yeah, I know.
We just wanted to skip me now.
You didn't want to talk to me about it before, so now
to.
You're going to have to. You're gonna talk, I know you're going to talk about it anyway. Batman.
What's happening in Batman's world right now?
So, Batman, after drowning in the last issue, is walking around again.
Okay.
Surprise. No, Batman actually ends here. Like, Batman's dead, and there's no more Batman.
R.I.P. Batman. That would make a good storyline if they called it R.I.P. Batman.
Yeah, I know.
Somebody should get on that.
Yeah, somebody should get on that. So, he has barely escaped alive from the Court of Owls. And he's kind of coming to terms with the fact that maybe things aren't as he had once thought they were.
Yeah, like Gotham City.
Like,
and its inhabitants.
Or the world, maybe.
Maybe the world.
Because Gotham City is his world.
He's reexamining his life. He's having like a midlife crisis.
It's true.
Because he almost drowned and got killed by owls. Mm-hmm.
See, I wonder if the Batman writers are actually talking to each other, because they're doing a lot. Nightwing said that he was going through some stuff that Batman didn't even understand. And I honestly haven't been reading Nightwing, so I'm like, oh.
You know who told me about that earlier?
Who?
Inferno. JP from,
oh, really?
From Comixology. He reads both. And he was saying that there's the storyline happening in Nightwing is something about one of the trainers for the circus has been like, raising these boys inappropriately to groom them into be these owl people to become Talons. So I think there's like a definite string being pulled across all the titles, if that analogy even works.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, the other thing is, well, the reason I wonder is because the way that Batman talks to Dick is the way that Batman is treating Damian also.
Like a jerk?
Yeah, he's like being a jerk.
I'm
and like
sure
they keep, they keep
almost,
referencing.
He almost died. Batman almost died.
Yeah.
Would you be genial if you almost died and drowned?
I don't want to talk about geniality because I don't want to say things that will get me censored.
Excuse me. The storyline, I think Batman is probably my favorite out of the New 52.
Yeah, it's really, the art is amazing. The book is amazing. I mean, it's, the last issue, I was a little like over it, but this issue, some revelations happened, and I was like, this is pretty cool.
I got a mental image of you, like, putting your iPad down and just being, like, over it. Like, literally saying it out loud, and it's
actually
making me smile.
Yeah, no, you know, this is how I would do it. I would hold my iPad out, drop it on the ground, I'm like, I'm over it. And then walk away. Over
what
it.
What about the girl that,
who is that? I don't know who that is.
Okay, I thought I maybe missed something in the story, so they haven't revealed
it
yet.
Yeah, it's like, her name was something, like Harper.
Yeah, like they have a sordid past, maybe.
Sort of. That was such a weird reveal.
She looks like a punk.
Yeah.
You know, like a punk rocker. She's got a nose ring. And she looks like she can fix a car, too.
Yeah. Was she like a former Batgirl or something?
No wonder Batman's attracted to her. Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
We'll have to find out.
Yeah. I'm really curious to see who this is.
You know what else came out?
What else came out?
Justice League.
Ooh.
A little DC heavy this week.
See,
you know?
I haven't read that yet.
Is your next book going to be DC? Maybe we should switch it up. Okay, good. Justice League. You know, I was a little down.
Just You League?
Just You League.
Yeah.
I'm the founding member. It's Gene Ha on art.
Oh my God, I love Gene Ha.
I actually did not like Gene Ha in Project Superman. That was the last thing I saw his work in.
Project Superman was a little weak, to be honest.
Maybe a little rushed. Who knows?
Yeah.
We don't know. So Justice League, after the last arc, which I wasn't fond of, is in present day. So 5 years later, Gene Ha is on art chores. Jim Lee's taking a little break. You know, he had a baby a little while back. Got a rest. You know, take a
little
rest,
baby.
Jimmy Lee. So Gene Ha, it actually follows Steve Trevor as the main character of the story. Wonder Woman's
former.
Former? Who knows?
Maybe.
Maybe they're former, maybe not. I can say that Wonder Woman now, 5 years later, is normal now. She's not an Amazonian insane person like she was in the first arc.
Okay, good.
So it follows Steve. Like, he's kind of the liaison between the Justice League and the government. So he acts and speaks for them. Maybe not acts, but I thought it was a great first issue. Like, if this was the first issue of Justice League, it introduced the characters in one issue, and each character had enough lines to kind of get what they're all about. I thought this was a great introduction to the book, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I was stunned. Huh. A lot better than, you know, a lot of people didn't think the first issue was a great introduction to the DCU back then, but I thought this one was a great one.
Yeah, maybe they should have started with this and then gone 5 years back.
Maybe. Gene Ha. I'm smitten now.
You're smitten with Gene Ha?
Smitten with Ha.
I laugh at that.
Smitten Ha. What's another book you're reading right now?
I am reading probably the one thing I've been most excited for about 2 years in the making.
Is it Journey into Mystery?
It is not.
Is it?
It is.
Nope. Fables.
No. Oh my God, I forgot to read Fables this week.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, crap.
What could you possibly be more excited about?
Amazing Spider-Man. Ends of the Earth.
Oh my God.
I actually really loved the issue 600 where they revealed that Dr. Octopus had been punched in the head so many times that he had some terminal brain injury.
Oh, really? That's what the cause is?
That's what it is. Like, he got punched. He doesn't have superpowers. He just has this, like, weird mechanical thing attached to him. And he's been punched in the head by Spider-Man so many times that he has, like, a brain condition now.
Jesus.
That is going to kill him.
Pete, how dare you do that to him?
Right.
Petey?
So, this is the culmination of a lot of things that have been happening with Dr. Octopus. Where he's been dying, and he, you know, we've seen like glimpses of him since issue 600, but he's been keeping mostly quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And so, right before New Year's, they had a really fun issue where Dr. Octopus
didn't have to baby.
No,
that one?
No. What?
Maybe I dreamed that one.
No, you're thinking of...
Did Mark Waid do like a two-parter and they kidnapped a baby?
Yeah, it was the one that was supposed to be... It was...
It's classic Waid.
Yeah, it's like... what's his name? Osborn's son.
Oh, with that like animal
woman? With Menace.
Menace. So
yeah, right. And they thought it was going to be a goblin baby, and then it was fine. So Spider-Man... So Dr. Octopus, there was a fun issue a while ago where he takes on AIM,
mm-hmm.
AIM, and he forms the Sinister Six again, takes on AIM, and AIM is like a Avengers level, you know,
bad guys,
and Dr. Octopus puts together a plan and defeats them, and he wanted to be sure that he could defeat AIM before he took on any other superheroes, because now it's beyond Spider-Man, now he's taking over the world.
Wow. What's the sins of the earth business?
So,
is he going through time?
So, no. So, Dr. Octopus puts together, he's like, I am going to do my final act before I die. And his final act, actually, it turns out he has a plan to save the planet.
No.
From global warming.
Oh, that's alleged. There's
alleged.
No such
alleged.
Thing as
there's
global
something.
Warming.
There's
fact.
Go get out of my life.
So, all right, in this, assuming in this parallel universe that global warming is real, you know,
yes.
What's happening here?
Okay, so what's happening is, in this hippie's, you know,
right,
opinion,
this hippie universe.
This hippie universe. So he turns on these lenses, and he makes global warming happen. And then he turns them off, and he says, I can actually make global warming, I can reverse the effects of global warming using these lenses if you'll do something for, if I can't remember what he says he wanted done, but he is, he wants to save the planet if he's, I think it's like he needs to be recognized as a hero.
Maybe get some gold like bullion or something.
He's going to die.
Like a big diamond?
He's coughing up blood at this point in the book. He's like coughing up blood and they're like, oh no. And Sandman's like, oh no, Doc, you're gonna die. And he cried.
Really?
No, Sandman doesn't cry. He's
he cried sand,
sand
tears? Maybe he cried sand tears. It's
crocodile tears.
Sears.
Sears? No. Sears. Shut up. I'm going to kick
you in
the face.
So what's the teaser with Spider-Man in that suit? What's happening?
Oh,
there?
So in the at the end, they reveal the suit.
And was he like ride a motorcycle or something? Is that
no,
what it looks like?
It's his, he makes a suit so that he can take on the Sinister Six because it has stuff to counter each and every one of their powers.
Webbing?
Some of it's webbing. He takes on, there's actually a really cool like introduction to his like a lot of this has to do with like invention, and they talk about his inventions in the beginning of this issue, which is kind of cool, and it's and it ties into everything that has happened in Big Time.
I'm trying to remember the last time he fought the Sinister Six when Eric Larson drew it, and wonder if he had like some kind of gun or like a super arm attached to him, like a robot arm, and that was like how he beat them. I could be wrong on that.
A robot arm?
Yeah.
If you could put your arm in a robot body.
RoboCop's body.
Would you do it?
I just, shut you know, I was working absurdly late the other night, so I need to stay awake. So I looked on Netflix for RoboCop, and they have the miniseries movies on there. Did you know that they made miniseries movies for RoboCop?
Yes, I did.
The Prime Directive. I remember I looked for those DVDs when I was a kid, and I could never find them. So I finally watched the first one and the half of the second one. Dreadful. Made me want to weep.
Were they written by Mark Millar? I mean, I'm sorry. Frank Miller?
No, Frank Miller did not have anything to do with it. And he actually, they revealed that he had a partner before he came to Metro. Is it Metro City, I think?
Metro City.
He had another partner, and then that guy is killed, and then he becomes another RoboCop. And they battle as RoboCops in the same
Whoa.
Suit.
They're Brobo. RoboCops.
Goldie... Oldies.
Goldie Hawn. You didn't have another book to talk about? No,
you did my other book.
Oh.
I haven't had time to read.
Shoot.
Yeah?
Lore.
We need to go into the Golden Oldies.
Okay.
Goldie Hawn will be here next week. Stay tuned. Wolverine.
I didn't see that coming.
Number 16.
If you would have asked me before what two books, what books, if I got two guesses, I would have gotten it.
It's a shame I didn't ask.
Yeah, it's
Make
a shame.
You look all smart.
I would have looked smart.
You know, number fifth.
But, and I would have gotten away with it, too, if I were a meddling kid.
Number fifth rated podcast. Wolverine 16 is a little one-shot. I'm not sure if you realize, but last year, I think it was last year, I have no concept of time, when he did battle with that group of people that were all affected by his murderous rampages in the past, and they set up these bodyguards to protect them from Wolverine. And as he went and killed them one by one to get to these people... They reveal to him that they were all his illegitimate children, and he didn't realize it.
Wait, which one is this? I remember this.
This happened maybe like last year.
Yeah, I remember this. Yeah, you were telling me about this.
And for whatever reason, I just didn't get this issue, but this is like him dealing with it. He like goes into the wilderness, and he has like a full beard, and he's just living with the wolves now because he just doesn't want to live anymore. And he... gets caught up in this weird, like, wolf fighting ring where these people, like, sedate these wolves that he was with, and they take them to, like, battle to the death. So he stops this, but what he doesn't realize is they weren't just having the wolves fight each other. They're having these wolves fight these kidnapped children.
What?
So he you know, he like does this and he's just still kind of miserable, but he like opens up this room and there's these kids with like limbs missing and they were just using these kids for sport.
Dude, this is dark.
So what happens is he rescues these kids and goes to, I guess, the nearest town and brings them back to their families. And he like goes up to the top of a mountain and thinks to himself, like, you know, if I hadn't murdered my illegitimate children, I never would have come here and save these kids. So there was kind of like this moment where, you know, he was like miserable, but now he's less miserable because even though he killed his children, he never would have saved these young children. So it was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
Did his illegitimate children have superpowers?
Yeah, they were all like mutants. Like they were like mutant villains, like bounty hunters. They were hired to do this job.
Oh, they were mutant villains. So they were mutants. So they were more than 200 and some mutants. They're the strangely miscounted mutants.
Maybe when Professor X did his search, he didn't realize that 5 were Wolverine's kids. You know?
God, he's so dumb.
He is dumb, but he's walking now. Do you know that?
He's Christopher Walken?
Oh, you know what? I just totally forgot about a segment in that book. When he was in the wilderness, there was his girlfriend, I think her name is Melita, was like interviewing superheroes, saying like, you know, who is Wolverine really? Like, who is he to you? And at the end, they all like meet him at the wilderness to be like, hey, we're here for you, buddy. It's kind of hokey, but kind of cool.
Yeah, it's sweet.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about something that came out this week. Superman issues, which strangely, I couldn't find the Action Comics because this is a 7-part story. With Action Comics, but I don't think we have Action Comics yet. But I still want to talk about this.
Because we have Action Comics.
We have Action Comics, but we don't have the Action Comics that are like the middle part, the couple other parts of this. Superman, 1 year later, up and away.
Never heard of it.
Are you kidding?
Superman's kind
of
lame.
Okay. First of all, let me stop you right there. Superman has always been awesome. It's just writers are lame.
Okay.
Okay.
Interesting.
That's my first thing.
Kind of agree.
Secondly, Up, Up, and Away is about, it's 1 year later, mm-hmm. After Infinite Crisis.
Okay.
And if for those of you who don't remember, like 4 years ago, at the end of Infinite Crisis, Superman flies through a red sun and lands in a field of kryptonite. Fighting Superboy Prime and loses all of his powers for a year.
Hmm.
And he's fine with that. He's like, I need a break anyway. You know, there's plenty of other superheroes to take.
Sure.
52 happens.
You get tired of flying through the sky after a while. You know, who wants to do that?
Well, see, that's the thing. That's the thing that makes this really great because they do a really good job of setting him up, like showing how what he, like, you know, how his year went where he was just normal. And then his powers start to make, like, something happens. Lex Luthor comes back, like, in full force, and his powers start to manifest again.
Mm-hmm.
And he's realizing his powers are manifesting again, because he does something, like, with his super strength.
He accidentally sees some woman's underwear.
Yeah, he accidentally, like, he's like, whoops. But there's this amazing moment, and it's one of the most amazing moments I think I've ever read in a comic book that made me feel like I would, like, it's one of those moments where you wish that you were this superhero.
Huh.
Like, more than anything.
More than Wolverine?
Well, there are moments you're like, Wolverine is cool, but, like, you know, I'm so over Wolverine. But there are some moments when I'm reading Wolverine, I'm like, oh, I want to be Wolverine so bad. Like, in that issue where he gets blown up by Nova. Anyway, so...
Never happened in my brain.
So, anyway. So, there's this moment where Superman, like, he's realizing his powers are coming back, and he's, like, he's wondering if he can fly again. So, he looks up into the sky... And you like they draw this so they do the sequence so well, but he like squats down and then he jumps and he doesn't jump very high, but then he there's no dialogue. You just see his face and then his eyes open and he just squats down again and he jumps over a building. And it was just like, and he's like the smile like that appears on his face. Mm-hmm. So good. Hmm. So good. Oh, really? I'm getting like goosebumps. Just thinking
you're like
it.
Tearing up.
Oh, man, it was such a good storyline, and it was, like, such a classic, it was a great classic, like, Lex versus Superman story,
mm-hmm.
where Lex gets, and it was kind of, it came out around the same time that the Superman movie came out, because there was this whole thing with crystals. I think they were trying to, like, kind of
right.
tie them in together.
The Bryan Singer movie?
Yeah, because there was this whole thing with crystals where Lex found one of the crystals that made the Fortress of Solitude.
Mm-hmm.
And so he makes this like ship to kill Superman with.
Wow. So it's like Titanic meets Superman.
Well, that movie was like Titanic meets Superman. This was like Superman is awesome Superman.
We need to get to the tweets of doom.
Okay.
The question this week, what books, you know, really look swell in CMX HD?
Uh-huh.
Have you looked at a book in CMX HD yet?
I have.
What are your thoughts?
Live. They look like print, except better.
Wow. You're here first.
It's like looking at a giant page close up.
It looks like the pages that they physically give to the printer.
Yeah.
You know, like they're blown up and they're high gloss. So we asked folks, you know, what looks good? Josh Gorfane on the Twitter. Amazing Spider-Man.
And
both. It's a new title.
The Amazing Spider-Man is it's HD, so it needs two adjectives.
Luther Strode number 6.
Somebody's seen that in HD?
Yeah, that's out. Came out last week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't realize it was already in HD.
At Gobo.
Gobo.
He's Canadian, but I'm going to say his tweet anyway. You guys are making the wait for my new iPad unbearable. Capital letters.
Is there a teddy bear picture next to it?
No, it's not.
Oh.
Jay Govern on the Twitter. Batwoman.
Oh, my God. I want to read that.
Batwoman was in CMX HD.
Yep, it was. It came out last week.
Oh.
Weren't you there? Excuse me, weren't you there?
I'll have to check that out. I only looked at the older issues just on the new iPad, and they were great. The double page. You know, you're fired. I don't have the authority, but you're fired. at CapDS9E, all of them, smiley face emoticon.
Can you act out that smiley face emoticon?
I can't do it. It's impossible.
Yeah, okay.
Ice Spied on Twitter. Amazing Spider-Man 682. Is that the one you read? I guess it is,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What's the book? What's it called? Ends of the Earth? Maybe I'll check it out.
Ends of the Earth. It's beautiful. It's actually beautiful, by the
beautiful.
Way.
Beautiful.
Damn it.
Gray T1 1977 Transformers Autocracy 5.
He says
the right artist's Twitter name. So Livio Romandelli, his painted style really bursts into life on the retina display.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of bursts into flames in life,
right?
Has your iPod gotten hot?
Have you heard about this? It gets warm. Have you heard about this? Have you seen this?
Have you heard? Yeah,
it does get warm. Yeah,
it gets really hot.
My old iPad too was just cold all the time.
Yeah, my iPad
so
too.
So it's weird.
This it feels so cold as I rub
yeah,
it
you're like
my
cooling
face.
Off right now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's got three times the size of battery, so I guess you know what are you gonna do? The Red Wing by John Hickman is unreal in comics HD. CMX HD if you want to get it short and sweet.
Tristan it's also about Carter. It's also about time travel, which is unreal.
Is it unreal? Or isn't it?
Ooh, you
a lot of Spider Island. Let's see. Spider Island. Did Spider Island get updated to CMX HD?
No.
Maybe it just looks great otherwise. 8-bit nerd. You heard it here first.
8-bit nerd. We're,
what do you think about this week's show? I think it's the greatest one ever?
Yeah. It might be the greatest one of all time.
Is this our 25th episode?
Maybe. Are we 25 years old?
Yes. You're now 25.
Aww.
We'll see everybody maybe next week, you know?
Maybe next week. Avengers vs. X-Men next week.
Issue 0, that's
issue
right.
Issue 0.
Maybe we'll get a writer on.
Ooh, maybe. Stay tuned.
OMG.